Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I am your host, Natalie Green, and I am so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I wanted to discuss the importance of self-awareness. There's a lot of situations and holidays coming up where we will be in events with family or friends or people that we might not necessarily get along with very well. So I thought it would be a good time to discuss self-awareness and how that can help us handle those situations. Before we begin, we'll start as we always do with what I've been into and what I've been up to. So for what I've been into is that vitamin C serum that I mentioned on the skincare part 2 episode, and that's the COSRX vitamin C23 serum. I had mentioned that it was a new serum I was trying. I realized after doing a lot of research that there is a certain amount of vitamin C that needs to be active in the serum for it to actually work. And so I did some research and I found this product, and it was on the list of one of the few vitamin C serums that has that necessary amount of vitamin C, active vitamin C. And I mentioned this on the episode as well, that a lot of the reviews said it had a very bad smell and that some people really couldn't get past that. I know what smell they're talking about. It is very, it's pungent. I'm not gonna lie, it's very pungent. It smells, someone commented that it smells kind of like beef stew or something like that. And they're right, it smells like beef. It honestly just smells so strange. But the scent goes away so quickly, like as soon as you put it on, and you do have to refrigerate the product because it has to be at a certain temperature and that's about what your fridge is at. So I just get that out of the fridge and apply it every morning. And I think it's made the biggest difference in my skin. I was going through a little patch for a moment where I was breaking out and I didn't know why. And my vitamin C serum, the one I was previously using that I just got from Target for pretty cheap really, wasn't doing what vitamin C serum is supposed to be doing, which is brightening your skin. And this product has completely cleared up my skin. And honestly, it looks better than it ever has. I'm obsessed with this product. It is definitely going to be one of my holy grail products. And I'll probably be gifting it to a lot of people this Christmas because I love it. It also has vitamin E in it, and it's not really oily at all. It just adds a little bit of sheen to my everyday makeup. But again, it's not oily, so you're not going to walk around looking like a grease ball, but it's a good little pack of moisture just to start your day off. And vitamin E is also super good for your skin. So it's a wonderful combination, and I'm obsessed with this product. It's so affordable for a active vitamin C serum. So yeah, I'm obsessed. That's what I've been into. What I've been up to, currently cramming in Halloween movies. I was just thinking about this last night. We only have really 2 more weekends before Halloween. So this is game time for, number one, getting your Halloween costume put together if you haven't already. I've been nagging all of my friends being like, hey, do you have your costume ready? Do you have your costume ready? Because it's now or never. I already have my costume ready, and I, of course, my friends can dress however they want to for Halloween, but I know that everyone always ends up feeling very rushed and last minute on their Halloween costume, and I personally hate that feeling, so I'm trying to help my friends avoid that feeling for themselves because we can get all like so wrapped up in everyday life because, you know, it's life, but this is just a fun little tradition, and I think that everyone likes to have a good Halloween costume. So I'm just trying to be helpful and reminding my friends about their Halloween costumes. But this is also game time for watching all the Halloween movies before Halloween is gone. I always try to watch as many as possible in October, like every weekend. So last night, my boyfriend and I watched The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, and it was so good. It was a good little spooky movie. I don't know if it's technically considered a Halloween movie, but since I'm going to be, spoiler alert, a mummy for Halloween, I wanted to watch The Mummy. So that's a great movie. It's kind of ooky spooky, not like actually scary. The weekend before, we watched Evil Dead Rises 2. That was actually scary. I don't recommend it if you don't like scary movies. It was a good movie, I must admit. It was very well done cinematically, but I'm not watching it again. It was scary. So yeah, cram in those Halloween movies while you can. So for this week's episode, I wanted to discuss the importance of self-awareness. As we all know, the holidays are fast approaching, and with all of that comes a lot of functions, parties, and just get-togethers where we may have to spend time with people that we don't particularly enjoy or end up in conversations that we know will likely end up going poorly. Especially right now, there is so much turmoil in the world and there's a lot of different arguments for differing sides, and we can get very passionate about our opinions and our beliefs. That is not only reasonable, but it's also justified as we are each entitled to our own opinions. However, as I'm constantly trying to better myself in this aspect as well, there is a time and place to stand our ground. So, for this week's episode, I wanted to touch on self-awareness to help us prepare for the festivities and awkward situations that might be fast approaching. Self-awareness is defined as an awareness of one's own personality or individuality. But, diving deeper into that, there are two main forms of self-awareness: personal self-awareness and public self-awareness. For the sake of this week's episode, I'm only touching on the aspects of self-awareness that involve understanding how we are feeling in the moment and handling that in a way that will provide the best outcome or create the least amount of friction in that certain situation. Now, I do want to touch on a sort of sensitive point that I'm making here and something that really might be controversial, but I think that in some occasions, like parties or large social gatherings, it is best to avoid an argument. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't disagree with something that someone else said. You can by all means share your point of view. But what I'm really trying to get at is not letting the other person goad you into a heated argument or debate. It leaves both parties in the argument looking poorly, regardless of who started the argument and who the majority sides with. I don't want this to be taken as Natalie says I shouldn't stand up for myself or disagree with others at social gatherings. No, that is not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that not letting others wreak havoc on your peace. Protect your peace at all costs. While your Uncle Joe may have said something to try and get under your skin, and to be honest, it might have worked, don't let him have the satisfaction of bringing you into an argument. You can by all means still disagree with him, but state your opinion once and let the conversation fizzle out, even if you have to do so by letting it be awkward. I really struggle with holding my tongue sometimes. I also work really hard on it, but then sometimes that one person gets me so riled up that I feel like I blow up and I'm back to square one, and that can be really disheartening. I know that part of the reason that I let my tongue fly the way it can is tied to my ego. If this person thinks that they can talk to me or behave like this in society, I will be the one to correct their behavior so that no one else will have to deal with this. That person will learn their lesson. But this isn't true. Number one, who am I to be the one to teach this person how they can and cannot act? That's very much tied to my ego, clearly. But also, number two, why am I so certain that no one else has tried to change that behavior before? Why do I think that I'm the person that will be capable of changing them? And why with harsh words? Part of self-awareness is understanding when the ego is controlling you and how you behave, and to determine how our highest self would like to behave in that scenario. Let's walk through a scenario that you might be experiencing coming up in these next holidays, or may have experienced in the past. You have that one family member that you see at every Christmas Day celebration, and they always say something that goes against something that you believe in strongly. It is unclear whether or not they are trying to start an argument intentionally, but it tends to happen at each function. Typically, they say something that you find unacceptable. You come into the conversation hot and heavy and ready for an argument because it is crazy that they could even have that opinion or belief because it isn't based on any evidence, the sources are spotty, etc., and it just goes against your belief. The argument heats up the room and everyone around you feels awkward around you both, and the situation is just a bit painful. Now, this year, you started listening to Consciously Blooming, or in my case, I started recording Consciously Blooming, and you decide that this time things will be different. Here are some of the ways that you are going to prepare yourself to be self-aware of what is going on inside of you. You are showing up without any lingering anger about what you anticipate the other person is going to say or what they may have said in the past. The past is in the past, but if what they said still hurts you and you can't move past it, try reaching out ahead of time to either agree to disagree or simply agree not to bring it up at the gathering. Also, don't try to anticipate any arguments the other person might bring to the table. This will just have you going into the situation with a fire already burning in your chest. I have a problem with making up these fake argument scenarios in my head, and it even gets me riled up without the person having said anything. As my mom would say, you're just borrowing trouble, so there's really no need to invent these painful situations in your head ahead of time if you don't even know that they're going to happen. Don't make up these weird little situations and reenact them and go over and over in them in your head. Just go in without any of these thoughts and try to go in without any negative feelings to these events. You are going to lower your expectations. You aren't going to expect people to listen to everything that you have to say 24/7, and you aren't going to go in expecting people to hold the same, what you view to be, reasonable ideas and beliefs as you do. I swear, after lowering my expectations for most activities I do, like fairs or parties, etc., I'm always happily surprised. 9 times out of 10, my expectations are exceeded. Disclaimer, not saying that you should lower your expectations for everything, but if we raise our expectations too high too often, we will be let down more often because we can't control everything and not everything goes perfectly or how we envisioned it. You are going to listen. So many arguments and conflicts can be avoided if we just listen to what others are saying. Oftentimes, we have a million things on our minds during the holidays. Everything seems to come at us so fast. It's so important to try and be present with others in the time that we have together and truly listen to what they are saying, even if we don't agree with it. There are a few reasons for this. Number one, if you only listen to people who have the same ideas and beliefs as you, you're not a very well-rounded person and only seek to confirm your own beliefs. That means that you don't truly care about the topic and understanding it. You just want to be right and stick to what you know. Number two, if you have listened carefully and still disagree, you now know one of the arguments for the opposing side, and when there's a proper time to have a civilized debate for these differing ideas, you'll have had time to research and create a rebuttal for that opposing argument. It encourages you to keep researching the topic and educating yourself. You are going to periodically tune into how you are feeling. This is where the self-awareness really comes into play. You are going to take a little moment throughout the event to tune into how you are feeling throughout the whole time. How is your social battery doing? Do you need to step outside for a moment or maybe excuse yourself to the restroom to just have a moment of quiet? If you need to, do so. But also be self-aware as to when your emotions are starting to take control. Try to notice when someone says something that really ruffles your feathers and your anger or anxiety start to be more present in your body. By recognizing these triggers, you can better manage what may have previously turned into a flare of anger into a moment of silence, which leads me into my next point. You will be prepared to let it be awkward. I don't mean arguing loudly in front of everyone awkward. I mean letting the silence speak for itself. If someone says something that either makes you uncomfortable or is clearly trying to pull you into an argument, you can simply not respond and let the silence just be awkward for a moment. Or respond in a polite manner that will throw them off. You know the old adage, kill them with kindness. That can be awkward and feel awkward, but that's okay. A moment of silence or responding with a strangely nice response moves much more quickly than the moments following a very drawn out and heated argument. Lastly, you will know when to pick your battles, and it's not at the function. Again, there's a time and place for everything. It reflects poorly on both parties when things get heated at a social gathering, whether one side was justified or not. I'm someone who feels really bad about the whole situation after a flare-up like that happens. It might not be for what I said to the other person, even if what I said was mean, but how that awkward situation made the situational bystanders who weren't involved in that argument feel, and really how the whole thing reflects on me. I don't want to look like the person who is dominated by her emotions. I want to be known as someone who dominates her emotions. So just to recap that quickly, you will be prepared to show up without any preconceived anger or frustration. You will lower your expectations. You'll be prepared to actively listen, to tune into your emotional and mental state, to let things get awkward with silence or kindness, and you will know when to pick your battles. If you come to any social gathering, whether it be for these upcoming holidays or for the many events to come, you will leave feeling much more in control and likely less emotionally drained and just overall better about the whole situation and how things went. Now, that is all for this week's episode. I hope you find it helpful in these holidays upcoming very quickly. If you liked this episode, please like and share with any family or friends that you think might find this helpful. And I'll end with a quote from Marcus Aurelius, who said, "Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I'm about to criticize?" Now with that, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening, and keep consciously blooming into your best self.